What a great message for all of us. Thank you for blessing us with your faith stories, your testimonies in Jesus, and all of us. We've come out of darkness into light. We've come out of sin into grace. And that's really what happened in the life of Abraham as well. Abraham was actually called out of idolatry. You guys know that? Look at chapter 24 of Joshua, verse 2. Let me read it to you real quick. We'll keep it short today. Long ago, your forefathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the river and worshipped other gods. He wasn't a believer when God called him out to step out, to move to another homeland, to do something different. He was an unbeliever. He and his family had worshipped false gods. But God called him out of darkness into light. Amen? And he's still done this. He's done the same for us. That happened for most of us when we were first baptized. You know, the sin that we were conceived and born in was washed away. For many of us, there hasn't been a day we haven't known Jesus as Lord and Savior. Some of us were raised in Christian homes, right? Some of us were not raised in Christian homes. And I don't know why out of 8 billion people, there's 2 billion people who say they're Christian. That is, they're a Christ follower. I was blessed with the grace of God being raised into a Christian home, baptized in a Christian home, confirmed in a Christian home. But I got to tell you, I got a lot of hurts, habits, and hang-ups. How about you? We all have issues in life, don't we? And how brave and courageous of you ladies to stand up here, something a lot of Christians, in particular Lutherans, don't like to do, you know, and share our baggage and share our stuff. But more importantly, to share how God has brought you around, how God has redeemed you, how he's clothed you with the righteousness. There is now no condemnation for those who believe in Jesus Christ. Your name is written in the book of life. You are worthy. You believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again. We all believe that. Amen? Amen. It's all, you know, by the grace of God. And really quickly today in confirmation class, what is confirmation? That's what we talked about. You probably ought to know what confirmation is because you're going to confirm. No, it's not in the Bible. It's something that was started probably by the early church, the Catholic Church. It's a time when people, you know, study the Bible and our understanding of scriptures and then stand before God and fellow believers in Jesus Christ and say, I believe in the triune God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. And it's my intent to continue believing and living that way until I take my last breath. And God wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, right? You see, God first commits himself to us, and then we commit ourselves to him. You see how that works? You see a flow and rhythm of that? It's not me committing. It's not me doing. It's not me believing. It's not me living. It's Christ living in me. Amen? He committed himself to Abram, and then Abram committed himself to God. You see how that works? So when it comes to belief in Jesus, it's God on the doing end, and it's us on the receiving end. And it's still the same way today. We confess our sins, we receive the absolution of God. We see the baptismal font when we walk into church. We remember that the name of the triune God has been placed upon us. We've been tattooed with the name of the triune God. Amen? We come to the Lord's table, and this is not just bread and wine, because Jesus said, this is my body, this is my blood. He didn't say this symbolizes or this represents. He said, it is. So we eat the bread, we drink the wine in with and under the bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ. And we don't say, take, eat, this is the bread. Take and drink, this is the wine. We say, take, eat, this is the body. Take and drink, this is the blood. Because really, this side of heaven, you can't get any closer to Jesus than when you eat and drink his body and blood. And what's the number one benefit? It says in Matthew 26, for the forgiveness of sins. I mean, how awesome it is that God gives us these means of grace, word and sacrament, because the benefits of what Jesus did through his death and resurrection, they come to us through certain means. They come to us through the word. They come to us through baptism. They come to us through the sacrament of the Holy Supper. He forgives. He breathes new life. He restores, and he revitalizes us in Jesus Christ. He is the way maker. He's the peacemaker, and he's the chain breaker. Amen? Amen. It's all Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,